Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, Israeli elections are as far out as the moon. We're going to be talking about both of those topics today on the show, on the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And just coming out now, I'm reading from Arut Sheva, the first Israeli lunar spacecraft completes its first maneuver. As all of you know, early Friday morning last week, Israel launched its first spacecraft towards the moon, and it's carrying on it information of the Bible, information which is the Israel, the Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel, the nation of Israel lives, and all sorts of goodies that are just good news type stories. And we're going to be talking about that on the show today. Also, of course, about the elections. If I'm not mistaken, and I might be, I think it's 44 days until election day. So we're going to be talking about that because that's what's taking up all the news here in Israel whenever you put on the news. And I want to read out a letter that I gave really quickly. A letter that came into me about a program that I did last week with Barry Shaw about the Labour Party in the UK going so rogue, so anti-Semitic, that seven of their party members had to leave and form their own independent clique in the British Parliament. This is a letter from Mary Lynn from Boise, Idaho. She writes, "Hello, Tamar. I just want you to know how very much I enjoy your informative programs. The one the other night with Barry Shaw was incredible. And yes, here in the USA, we are very concerned about the 2020 election coming up. There are so many left-wing radical people who intend to run for high office. And like Great Britain, if they are elected and become the majority, we can kiss our freedoms goodbye. I am 81 years old and have never seen anything like what is going on in our country, the USA, today, and unfortunately in other countries also. My husband and I are also very concerned about Israel and the Jews. I certainly agree with you and Shifra Hoffman. Jews relocate to Israel. The world is a very unsafe place for Jews, and also for those of us who aren't Jews. And I want to thank Rita for her donation to Israel News Talk Radio. Radio. God bless all the supporters of the station.
G'day, I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind,
every Thursday.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And as I got tongue-tied in the last segment, I really want to thank all of you listeners out there who are helping to support Israel News Talk Radio. I want you to know that there is only one English radio station in Israel. One. Israel News Talk Radio. And there were a few radio stations before us that sadly did not... could not stay afloat. It's only up to you, the listeners, whether you want to hear voices from Israel and to receive it 24/7 for free, and to get our podcast whenever you want on demand for free, to get news in English that we deliver to you here. And I want to thank all of the people who find it important enough to keep English radio alive. You have to understand here, people in Israel, we speak Hebrew. And so when people flip on the radio, they listen to Hebrew radio. But what about all the people in Israel who don't yet know Hebrew, don't know it well enough, or people around the world who want to find out what's happening in Israel from people in Israel. And that's why we are here. I am doing this, and all of us here on the team of Israel News Talk Radio, we are doing this out of our passion. We are doing this in order to serve you, to be able to help Israel, help the Jewish people, bring light into the nations. And it's only with your help that we can continue to do this. So I want to encourage all of you to be like our listener, Rita, to be like our listener, Shoshana, to be like our other listeners. Let me just go to the Wall of Fame. By the way, if you give monthly to Israel News Talk Radio or make at least a $50 donation, we are going to put your name up on our Wall of Fame. You can see it on our homepage at israelnewstalkradio.com. Just go to our homepage and on the menu bar, the last one, it says Wall of Fame. You can see the people who donated there. If you want your name up there, hit the little donate button that we have, which is right next to the Wall of Fame, or it's the green button on the homepage as well. And I want to say thank you to all the people who help keep us on the air. And we want to grow. We want more of your support because we want to be able to grow and bring you even more news, more timely. And by the way, our news is carried by other networks around the world, other radio shows, other radio stations. This is how important it is, but I cannot do it myself. And a few of the listeners who are donating cannot do it by themselves. We need all of you who are listening to go to our donate page. Just go to israelnewstalkradio.com, look for the bright green button that says donate, or look on our menu bar that goes across the page. Thank you to Victor Hugo Piangers. I hope I pronounced that right. Wayne Jones, David Wheeler, Aaron Frimmer, David Kleinholz, Eugene G., Susan Connor, Thelma Jones, Oswaldo Alvarez, Chris Cartwright, Henry Rodriguez, Shoshana P., Anonymous, Gwendolyn, Barker, Kenneth Lambert, Chris Cartwright, and another anonymous donor, and Rusty B. and Connie B., thank you. Harvest Weekly, thank you. Thomas Rawls, thank you very much. Brian Pearson, Terrence Grant, John and Etta May Grooms, thank you. Gwendolyn Barker again, Mark Kearley, Brenda Uch, blah, 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 blah. Should I go through them all? You are just amazing. Bradley Bailey, Madge Roberts, Antonio Zephyr, Todd M. He's very modest. He doesn't want to give his whole last name. Linda Liming, Thomas Rawls, thank you. Yechiel Stein, Lori Adler, and Malka Root Janot. Thank you all for helping to support Israel News Talk Radio. And continue, please, to support us and tell your friends about us. Have them listen to us. We do everything for free, so you can listen anytime, anywhere you can pick up the internet. That's what we do here, but we need you to partner with us. So please go to our donate page and donate. Make all of us, the whole team at Israel News Talk Radio, feel good that our work is valued and that we are able to deliver something that you find of value, that you want to partner with us as well. All right. Saying that, let's go back to what the wonderful things that Israel is doing. Amazing. Such a tiny little country, smaller than the size, I think, of New Jersey in the United States. And we are already sending spacecraft to the moon. It was done by the United States, Russia, and China. You would think after that it would be maybe France, Britain, even India. But it's little, tiny, tiny Israel. Those precocious Jews. That's what we did. Something important happened for the state of Israel last Friday morning. Israel launched a spacecraft to the moon called Bereshit, which means in the beginning, or Genesis in English. And I'm reading now from an article on IsraelNationalNews.com. It says here, Prime Minister Netanyahu states that the state of Israel made history and launched the first Israeli spacecraft to the moon. I watched the launch from the control room, he said. It was a moment of great pride and emotion. This is a very great step for the state of Israel and a huge step for Israeli technology. I want Israeli citizens to know that our Tanakh, or Bible, will reach the moon. Also, the phrase etched below the camera, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel lives. This is something that could only be dreamed of, he said. Now we need to hope that the spacecraft completes its mission and lands on the moon. This is the more difficult part. But even so, the very fact that we are the fourth country after three major powers, the USA, Russia, and China, the three countries that have launched spacecraft to the moon, that is trying and perhaps will succeed in being the fourth country, is a great honor for the state of Israel and an expression of confidence in our capabilities, in our daring, and in our future. And from another article, they write here that space scientist Alex Friedman requested his local rabbi to compose a prayer for the success of the Bereshit spacecraft. Friedman, who belongs to the Chabad Hasidic group, is one of the leaders of the Israeli space project, which landed Bereshit towards the moon. Recently, he asked Rabbi Gideon Binyamin, who serves as rabbi of Nof Ayalon, that's a community here in Israel, to write a traveler's prayer for him to say during the historical launch. So if you're planning a trip to space, all, you may want to print out this prayer and bring it with you. I'm reading from the article here. May it be your will, Lord our God and the God of our fathers, that you send blessing and success to everything we do, that you lead our spacecraft to peace and bring it to peace and save it from all sorts of malfunctions and allow us to see it reach the moon in peace. And may you bring it back in happiness and in peace, because God gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding, because you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. Blessed are you who hears prayers. And with that, I'd like to introduce our guest, Dr. Mordechai Ben-Menachem, who himself has been working in some of these things. He's a researcher and former lecturer at Ben-Gurion University, and has authored over 60 books and 400 research papers on science, political science, and more. He commentates on Mideast and world issues, and he's here joining us on the show today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mordechai Ben-Menachem.
Thank you very much.
Israel sent a spacecraft to the moon.
I had the singular honor to be a senior manager in our first space program nearly 30 years ago. So for me, this is extraordinarily significant.
Tell our listeners Tell our listeners why.
I think I should say that I look with great chagrin at the way that the public over the last few decades has lost interest in space exploration. Just to give you one very, very basic idea of why this is so important. If indeed the issue of changing climate is of any significance, and I'm not expressing an opinion one way or the other at the moment, there really is only one solution. All of these ideas of limiting fossil fuel use and et cetera are totally nonsense. They're just not practical. Solar power for electricity is not practical. People are just mistaken in what they're thinking about. The only practical solution is in space. If we're talking about any limited resource, any resource that we have that is in any way limited, for instance, people are talking about electric cars. You want lithium and cadmium batteries. There's not enough lithium or cadmium on the planet. The only solution to that is in outer space. And the list goes on and on for many, many other things. In terms of the country, as Netanyahu said, this is a tremendous boost to our technology. This means that the accomplishments that we've accomplished with this spacecraft will now flow out, as they have in the past, to other projects in other areas, not necessarily in space exploration, and they will cause all of our technological projects to be enhanced with additional knowledge of materials engineering, of electrical engineering, of problem-solving techniques, and etc.
It was funny because...
Sorry?
Somebody on Facebook had written to a comment that I had made about the spacecraft going to the moon, that all of these things that you said are going to be, you know, used for a wider purpose, not just for space. And I said, yeah, so we're going to get like Tang. Do you remember that? Do you remember Tang? Tang was this powdered orange juice that the astronauts drank, and then they marketed it, and everybody was drinking it all over the United States after we went to the moon in the 1960s.
No, I don't. I don't know about that.
Okay, you're already here in Israel. All right, when we get back, we're going to be speaking a little bit more about this and the elections that are coming up in Israel. Don't go anywhere. Remember, you can call in if you have any comments or questions. Join us on the air.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and just a second, I just need to mute my chat room because it's making these popping sounds. By the way, you can join us in the chat room if you are listening live, if you're listening between 4 to 5 p.m. Holy time right here in the land of Israel, or if it's between 9 to 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, that means that we are live here on Sunday, and please join us in the chat room. It's a lot of fun. You'll meet people from all over and be able to see what they're writing down as we are progressing with the show. And we're talking about the historic launch for Israel, that is, of a spacecraft to the moon. Our guest is Dr. Mordechai Ben-Menachem, and you wanted to say a little bit more about this, you know, happy thing that's happening in Israel.
Well, another interesting aspect or bit of data that people aren't aware of is that our spacecraft costs less than 10% of what equivalent spacecrafts cost for the other three powers that did this.
Less than 10%.
There's an enormous leap forward here.
But they sent men on those crafts, and this is an unmanned craft.
No, I'm not talking about the manned craft.
Oh,
I'm talking about the China didn't send a man, for instance. Most of the flights to the moon were not manned flights. They were
so you're talking about 10% of the unmanned flights, less than 10%.
Less than 10% of the cost,
which
means that there's a tremendous leap forward here in technology, tremendous in cost effectiveness. This is very important. Improvements in optics, improvements in materials engineering, improvements in I said before, electrical engineering, many other things, improvements in designs of fuels that are used. Very, very important, this project.
So maybe they'll be able to go from that to some really inexpensive flying cars soon.
It will probably have an effect. We have one of the most important flying automobile manufacturers or designers, they're still not in manufacturing yet, is an Israeli company. They originally called themselves the Air Mule. I forget what they changed the name, and I forget what the new name is.
Well, could you just imagine if we had flying cars, it would be like no more looking for a parking space, and there would be very little traffic indeed. I think if it can go for that, I'm all for the moon program. All for it. Parking is my pet peeve. Okay. Let's go to the elections here in Israel. I believe it's 44 days into elections. I'm not sure. Things that have happened here in the news is that last week, Benny Gantz's party, the Israel Resilience Party, and Yair Lapid's party, which is Yesh Atid, or There Is a Future, have come together in a union, and they are calling their new union Blue and White. What do you have to say about that?
I prefer the name Black and Blue. I mean, I think they're a mess. I think the best thing you can say about them is that they're an illegitimate, random conglomeration of people that have no idea what the other ones are saying.
Why?
There's no compatibility whatsoever between the things that Gantz is saying as compared to the things that Yaalon is saying, and neither one of them is anywhere near what Ashkenazi is saying. Ashkenazi is clearly much better on the left. He's far leftist, while Yaalon is pretty far to the right.
All right, these are all former IDF chief of staffs. Generals here that he's talking about, for anybody who's not familiar with those names, and they are in the Israel Resilience Party, and they've hooked up with Yesh Atid, with Yair Lapid. They said if they win and they beat Bibi, that they're going to rotate who's going to be the prime minister. In Israel, the winning party, the leader of that party, becomes the prime minister. And so because they've come together, they have made an agreement that first Gantz will be the prime minister. I think it's going to be for 2.5 years, and then Yair Lapid would take over as prime minister. They would switch roles, and he would be for 1.5 years, and that's if they last the whole 4-year term. I don't know if that's going to actually happen. You have anything to say about that, Mordechai?
First of all, minor correction. It's not necessarily the largest party. It's the party that has the best chance of forming a coalition.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So even if they get more votes than Likud, that doesn't necessarily mean that they can form a coalition.
This is true.
Arithmetic is a bit more complex than that.
All right, so let's just explain that in one sentence. There's 120 seats in the Knesset. The ruling coalition, the ruling party, has to get up at least 61 seats into their coalition in order to be able to rule. And it happened before that Tzipi Livni of Kadima had actually gotten more seats than the Likud did, but Netanyahu was able to form a government when she was not. She couldn't get enough other parties that were in the Knesset to go along with her and make up a coalition. So that was one of your examples there.
Correct.
All right.
Actually, she only got one seat more than Netanyahu did.
Yes. Yes. One. But okay. But that would give her the right to do it first, to have the chance to do it first. All right. So what do you have to say about now the left wing? They're a very left wing, although they like to call themselves center left, but they are extremely left, because in order for them to be able to make a government, most likely they're going to have to go to, and get this, my listeners, listen to this closely. According to polls, the third largest party after all of these unions is going to be the Arabs. The Arabs make up the third largest party in Israel after when you're voting, and they're probably going to have the Arabs in their coalition. What does that mean? Tell them what that means, Dr. Mordechai Ben Menachem.
Well, that means, first of all, that the Arabs get to make decisions about major issues that concern the government on a daily basis, including things like immigration and funding of education and funding of many other things. This is not good for the human beings.
It's interesting that you said human beings, not just, you know, Israelis, but people.
Yes, this is not good for America. Yeah, think of it in a very crass and basic manner. If Israel is not out there on the front line fighting terrorism, then New York is.
Right, that's a very good point, because we are like the canary in the coal mine. Sorry, except my English today. We are like the canary in the coal mine. Yes, this is true. Now, the left is screaming. Gantz's party, and that's blue and white with a conglomeration of Yair Lapid and Benny Gantz, these left-wingers, they're screaming that the right is racist now. Why? Because what happened also in the right was there was also unions made, and that is the Otzma Yehudit party, which I interviewed Baruch Marzel on my show a few weeks ago. He is representing, it's called the Jewish Strength Party. They went in a union with the National Religious Party, which is the Bayit Yehudi, the Jewish Home Party. And because they are people who appreciate and go by a lot of what Rabbi Meir Kahana, who is the leader of the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, he has been in Israel ostracized by the Israeli left, people calling him racist, calling him even a terrorist, some of them, even though he never killed anybody, never told anybody to kill anybody. But this is how much hatred that they have. And they're saying now, because this party, Otzma Yehudit, joined in with the Jewish Home, you all are racist, and Netanyahu is a racist because he would be making a coalition government with them. What do you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, the basic idea is not only nonsense, it's much worse than that. The immediate throwing out of these ridiculous epithets is childish at best and extremely dangerous to democracy. I dislike intentionally the ideas of Meir Kahana, and I don't like the Dotma Yud, but they, you know, it's like Voltaire said. Voltaire, by the way, was a horrible anti-Semite, but I'm quoting him in any case. Like Voltaire said, I disagree with everything you say, and I'll fight to the death to allow you the right to say it. So these are not nice ideas, and I don't know the people, so I can't make any comment about the people themselves. But despite the fact that I don't agree with them, I don't think there is any reason to keep them out of our politics. I think they have just as much right as Meretz does.
Well, I want to say here that Otzma Yehudit is a party that represents the Torah, keeping the Sabbath, keeping the Torah here in Israel, having a Jewish identity here in Israel, and fighting the enemy, fighting the enemies who want to kill the Jewish people, who want to destroy Israel. And I don't think that they are racist at all, because Jewish people who are religious people, and the Jewish people even who are not religious, we are not racist. We have Chinese Jews, black Jews, purple Jews with pink polka dots. We accept everybody who wants to be close to God and wants to keep the mitzvot and does a conversion. We don't look at their skin color. We don't look at anything, the shape of their eyes. We are not racist people, and I don't believe that they are racist. Yes, they speak strongly against destroying the enemy, driving the enemy out of Israel, driving those Arabs out of Israel that are a threat to our existence, that are constantly being thorns in our sides and pins in our eyes, and that's what they're saying. I don't look at them as racist at all. You want to make a comment?
No, on that score, I completely agree with you. I don't believe that they're racist. I don't believe that calling them racist is at all productive. I think it's counterproductive. I think there are Ahmed Tibi is racist, but I don't think Otzma Yehudit is racist. Again, I dislike what they say. They're not my style. They're not the kind of people that I would generally want to have. But I feel very strongly that they have a right to their opinions, and their opinions are not all that terrible.
Mordechai, you have 15 seconds. What do you want to leave us with today?
15 seconds. Basically, I think politics in a democracy needs to be democratic, and people have forgotten that over the last decade or so, and that's tragic.
That is tragic indeed. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. We will be talking each week about the elections until we get there. So don't worry if we haven't said enough during this time. When we get back, we're going to be speaking with Shifra Hoffman for our Jewish activism segment. Join us on the air. Feel free to call in if you have any comments or questions. We are here to serve. We'll be right back.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
Back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And again, election fever here in Israel as we get closer to the elections. And there has been a big shift in the right and the left wing as they join in with other parties to make unions so they can get voted in with more votes. Less votes are lost. And the left, when you look at what they have done there with Benny Gantz with his Israel Resilience Party and Yair Lapid with his Yesh Atid, there is a future party. They've come together because their whole platform, they don't say it this so much, but their whole platform is basically anyone but Bibi. Anyone but Bibi. They're just trying to get Bibi out. And they're screaming that Netanyahu is making a coalition with the Jewish Home Party, which also just last week made a union with the Otzma Yehudit Party, which means Jewish Strength Party. And it's a party that is based on many of the ideas of Rabbi Meir Kahana, who was Zichrono Levracha, who was the head of the JDL, who started the JDL, the Jewish Defense League, when Jews were being picked upon, when they were being killed or beat up or whatever was going on in the United States in the 1960s, he said the Jewish people have to have some type of defense, and he formed the JDL. He later came to Israel. He became a Knesset member here. Tragically, he was killed. He was also outlawed from being able to run again in Israel's elections in the Knesset because the left was so afraid of him. Rabbi Meir Kahana was saying that it is so easy in a democracy to have the Arabs come in and take up Knesset seats and without firing a bullet, take a vote, if they have enough people, and say, we would like to change the name of Israel to Palestine. And we do not want to have the law of return anymore where Jews can come and get automatic Israeli citizenship just because of the fact that they're Jewish. And they can change all of these things in a democracy without even firing a bullet. So he says that the Arabs need, who don't like being here, who hate us, need to leave. And here to tell us more about that, we have joining us Shifra Hoffman. She's the founder of victimsofarabterror.org, and she's the director of Shuva.net. Welcome to the show, Shifra Hoffman.
Yes, tomorrow first, as I always try to begin, to thank the Almighty, and I want to apologize and apologize to God Almighty, because he gave us the land, he gave us an army, he gave us everything we need to live here in peace, and we threw it back. We decided we know better than God, and so we resurrected Arafat and the PLO, and they became, instead of terrorist freedom fighters, and what we have today is all murders and rapes and all kinds of tragedies. And I just want to say that I want to focus on the fact that there's a hysterical movement of all around, in America, they're sitting in America with Nazis and haters, and they say anybody but Kahana. They don't want to have Kahana. Who are you to say anything? You're not even living here. You don't ride the buses. You don't face all the threats and the terror that we face. Although you have your own terror, if you were smart, you would be living here. And I want to say that it was my honor, my privilege, and I thank God Almighty for the opportunity and the privilege that I was with Rabbi Kahana, blessed memory, from almost the beginning, from 1970. And he was the true leader of the Jewish people. He didn't care about votes. He cared about Jews. He said, I don't hate Arabs. I love Jews. And there's a big difference. He didn't want to kill Arabs. He told them, if you can't sit quietly here and get full human rights, then you have to leave to your 22 countries. And if you don't want to live in the 22 countries, then you have to sit quietly in Israel and enjoy what you have.
I want to interrupt you just for a moment and remind our listeners that the Arabs in Israel have more rights than any other Arab in any other Arab country. Go ahead.
Yes, but the point of this that the listeners should know, especially American Jews, first of all, you're sealing your own doom. You are all Democrats or whatever you want to call yourselves, and you voted in Obama, who was certainly not a friend of Jewish people. And now this idiot Bernie Sanders is running again, and he's like a white person, Obama. He's just because he was born a Jew doesn't mean that he believes in Judaism or does things that are good for the Jews. Anyway, you sit there and you wait and see what's going to happen. You're going to run with your tail between your legs to come to Israel. But meanwhile, you're against Rabbi Kahana. You didn't know him. You don't know what he stood for. He was the nearest person, the nearest leader, the true leader that we ever had for generations. And he sacrificed himself. He didn't need all this. He could have written books. He was a marvelous writer and gotten a great deal of money, which his books are still available. I urge you to read They Must Go, Why the Arabs Must Go to Their Own 22 Countries. But he faced beatings and arrests. He was arrested 80 times for activities to free Jews from Russia. You ask any Russian Jew who is here in Israel today, or even in America, who got him out? God's help and Rabbi Meir Kahana. So how dare you say that you don't want Kahana? How dare you say that he's a fascist? You have in the Knesset of Israel, stupidly, they have Arabs who want to destroy the state and say so. They say so openly. Ahmad Tibi says he wants to be the prime minister of Israel, an Arab who has 22 countries in which to run. And I want to say that it reminds me of the story of a man who was drowning, and so they sent out someone to help him, a lifeguard. And when he approached him, the man started to beat him down and to drown him. He didn't want to be saved. That's you, American Jews, and all who are against Rabbi Kahana. Thank God that we had a Rabbi Meir Kahana. If only we had him during the Holocaust, maybe 6 million Jews wouldn't have gone into the ovens.
All right, and
I just want to add that his party, which the followers, the disciples of Rabbi Kahana, of blessed memory, of which I am one, but I don't like politics, nevertheless, the Otzma Yehudi party that's running, give them your vote. They're the only party that will really put a stop to this terror with the help of God. The others are liars. All they do is talk. Bibi's been in office, I don't know, since Noah's Ark. What did he do against terror? Vote for Otzma Yehudit, and you will see with God's help we will have a very good country to live in.
And I think it's important to say also that when I look at the people in Otzma Yehudit, I have a feeling that these are guys that you can't buy off.
Absolutely.
They are
so
true to their beliefs, that they are idealistic, and you're not going to be able to buy them
absolutely
off.
So. Remember, Otzma Yehudit, both of them, both of the combined party, and whatever they do after the election, they probably will go on to do very good things that they're doing even without being elected. But being elected will give them a platform, and you should vote for them. I also want to refer to the fact that Israel launched a spaceship to the moon recently, maybe this week. First of all, it says in one of our Torah commandments, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Ba'aretz Natan Lifnei Adam, which means the heavens are the heavens of God and the earth he gave to man. Why do we have to spend $100 million to send a spaceship to the moon? We ruined that with this planet. There's enough problems on earth to take $100 million and to solve for poor Jews, for hungry people, for people who have no housing and no employment. And yes, for Aliyah, to bring the threatened Jews from America here before they can't leave at all. So I am against this, that we don't need to be in space. We need to be down to earth.
All right, Schiffer, where can people contact you?
Hoffman Schiffer, HOFFMANSHIFRA, @gmail.com. I also want to refer to you on the Ruth Sheva. There's a whole host of my articles. If you have opinion, if you Google opinion Schiffer Hoffman. And also, if you want to see what I looked like a couple of years ago and heard me on television and in different speaking dates, you can Google Schiffer Hoffman YouTube. And please do get in touch with me. I'd like to hear from you. I try to respond as much as I can. And again, I just want to say, with our own hands, we ruined the prospect of having peace in Israel. There will be no peace unless we want the peace that is real, without terror and without wars. And that will only be the Arabs have two choices. Either sit quietly here and get your full rights, or you're going to be made to leave.
All right, Schiffer Hoffman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And to end the show, I just want to say something that Schiffer was talking about. When will we have peace? And if we all go and look to our prophets, what did our prophets say? Go look. Open up the Tanakh, the Bible, to Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 and 18. And what does our prophet Isaiah say? He says, the product of righteousness shall bring peace, and the effect of righteousness, quiet and security forever. So what do we see here? When there is justice in the world, when there is a penalty for doing wrong in order to correct, I shouldn't say penalty, when we give correction to people who have done wrong, and when we have a society that is just, where if people, someone has been wronged, they can go to a court of law and they can get justice, then this is when we're going to have peace. Right now we have in our midst, in Gaza, in our backyard there, the Hamas, who are a terrorist group who torture their own people, who are corrupt and steal from their own people. This is not justice. You've got thugs there that are free to operate, and you don't have peace. We have rockets on our head instead, and the residents in Gaza have to live under fear all the time. We would be doing them a favor to go in and to bring in Israeli law and order, justice, and make peace for everybody. Again, Arabs in Israel live better than any Arab does in any other Arab country. I want to thank all of you for being here on the show today with me today. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me. My email is Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And you can also go to our webpage and hit the donate button and help support Israel News Talk Radio to hear voices on the ground and to have a place where you, too, can come on the air if you so choose to call in, whether you agree or disagree with us, to come on and give us your comments. Thank you.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar, I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.